Good afternoon. It's 12:06 here at WHQR. This is Gina Gamboni. I'm in for Jamila Erickson today. And we do have special guests here in the studio for our midday interview. I am delighted to introduce you to Vanessa Welch and Randy Davis.
Morning.
Good morning.
Actually, it is afternoon now.
You did just say it's 12:06.
It is. I am really excited to have these two here. They are both, they say they're not starring in the play. They say it's an ensemble performance, but they are the husband and wife in Dearly Departed. And what's interesting is that they're also the husband and wife in real life.
It's so, true.
True story.
So we can ask them some questions about that in a moment. Before we get started, I'm going to ask you all some questions about the play. I do want to say that this play opens on Thursday. This is Dearly Departed. It's playing at the Cape Fear Playhouse at 613 Castle Street. That's right next to Vintage Values. And opening night, which is Thursday, is Pay What You Can. And you can pay as little as $5 for that. All right, Vanessa, Randy, tell me about this show.
Well, it is a redneck farce. In the first scene, dad of the family keels over dead at the breakfast table, and it's all about his highly dysfunctional family coming together to try to put him in the ground.
It makes fun a lot of the behaviors and mannerisms and stereotypes of the redneck South.
Right. Well, that's got to be a lot of fun. I understand that the person who wrote this, the author of this play, is the same person who wrote Dixie Swim Club and Hallelujah Girls. This is David Buttrell and Jesse Jones.
That's right.
So if you are familiar with the Dixie Swim Club and Hallelujah Girls, I think Big Dog has done both of those, has put on both of those shows. This might be a lot of fun. So is it outdated? I mean, how is it totally current? I mean, does it make sense nowadays?
I'd say it's more timeless than anything else.
Timeless.
Other than reference to Kentucky Fried Chicken, I don't think there's anything that happened from any certain time period.
Right. So. Well, isn't that great that we can find out that redneck culture is, it's like a classic.
It is classic, and I'd say it you know, kind of takes place in rural America, probably south of the Mason-Dixon line somewhere. So in parts of rural America, that is kind of timeless still.
Right. Is it written in a Southern fashion, like with a Southern dialect, or could
it
be
all,
anywhere?
Yeah. Ray Budd and Lucille and the whole family, we all
ding, as I like to say.
Take care of our words, too.
You say y'all ding?
We ding, da dang, dang, dang,
dang, da dang, dang, dang. Now, is this, so y'all are the married couple.
Correct.
Is it your father?
It's my father.
Your father, who has passed away.
That's right.
Now, this is not giving anything away. I understand that this death happened immediately, like at the very beginning of the show.
Yes.
First scene, right after reading a letter, falls over dead. Done.
Ah, right.
And it being such a small role, we have decided to have a fundraiser where anyone can bid to come in and play Bud in the first scene. We have a couple nights left. We have sold quite a few already. So
that is
feel
a
free
great
to go on
fundraiser.
Our website. Or find our Facebook page, Big Dog Productions, and give you all the information you need to make a bid.
You too can die on stage.
Yeah. It sounds like a lot of fun. I love that as a fundraiser. So basically, for a minimum bid of $100, you could be outbid.
You could be.
Absolutely.
You get to just be up there, read the letter. You don't even have to say anything, and you die.
No, actually, his wife reads the letter to him.
Oh,
you don't say a
right
word.
Now.
You just sit there and
keel
over.
Played by Miss Felicia Potts. She'll be up there reading the letter right to you. Mm-hmm.
And then also I think you get two free tickets to the show when you do that.
Correct.
So, that's a really fun idea for a fundraiser, for a theatrical fundraiser. And do you have this weekend all covered? Do you have
I think
there may be one of the nights left. I'm not
of this weekend.
Honestly,
and I think there's at least one night of each weekend
night.
Left.
Yes.
At least one night of each weekend. That's fantastic. So, if you're interested in getting on stage with these folks and being the dad who keels over at the beginning of the show, do it. Go to, what's the website?
BigDogProductions.org.
.org. Great. All right, so Vanessa, what did you think about this show when you first read it?
Well, this is actually both of our second time doing the show.
Oh, my goodness.
Opera House did it on the main stage 10 years ago.
We knew what we were getting into. We fell in love with the show last time. It's a hilarious, you know, redneck farce that takes you from the death to bringing the family together to put the father in the grave. And just all of the things that happen amongst the family and the wacky characters from A to B. It's hilarious, just the things that they go through and the places they go to get there.
Did you play the same roles when you?
No, we're no. playing different roles.
Very well, different roles.
That's fun then.
Yes.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Right. So tell me, I understand Ron Hassan is directing this show, and I understand he's playing live music.
That's right. He is on our organ or mm-hmm. keyboard backstage, since there's no room for a huge organ.
But it sounds just like an organ.
That's right. It sure does. And he is playing through the scene changes and during the show and everything else.
What is he playing?
A lot of it is got the joy
uh-huh.
down in my heart. I'm sure we all know that song from mm-hmm. our past. And so we hear that a lot, and you'll probably leave the theater singing that.
Oh, my goodness.
We have for the past couple weeks.
Absolutely. So that's the thematic song throughout the show.
All right. Just on a personal note, have you all ever acted together since you've been married? Or even since you've been a couple where you were also playing a couple on stage?
Yes.
And what is that like? Is there anything that we ought to know about it?
Well, it's a lot different. I think the first time we did it was when we first started dating. We were playing a couple. And now to do it 15 years later is it's pretty different, I would say.
It's definitely different, absolutely, because we're obviously in a different place. Gosh, when you're first dating, it's scary and you're on stage. And now we're married, so we actually get to play.
It's a lot
the
easier
dynamic of who we are
to do comedy with someone that you've, you know, been side by side for 15 years.
Right. It's easier to play each other.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, sure. Well, you don't have to try to impress the person, which really kills comedy.
Oh, yeah. We gave up on that years ago.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Okay. Again, I just want to say the show opens on Thursday. It runs for 3 weekends, and it's running Thursdays through Sundays. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights at 8 p.m. Sunday matinees at 3. This is at the Kiefer Playhouse at 613 Castle Street, a wonderful, intimate little theater. Ticket prices are $20. Students can get tickets for $18, as well as seniors and military. And Thursday performances are always $15. Now, this Thursday opening night, there is a special Pay What You Can, and you can pay just $5 to see the show on opening night. You can get information about this by calling 367-5237 or email bigdogpro, that stands for productions, bigdogpro@gmail.com. Now, do you want to tell me anything else about some of the other cast members?
Well, let's see. There's my brother, Junior, and his wife, Lucille, and he just mortgaged his house and built/bought a parking lot cleaner. And has gone horribly into bankruptcy, and they are dealing with that and their mess of children. There's my younger daughter, Delightful. She's a
sister. Delightful.
Not daughter.
Sorry.
Oh, certainly don't
no,
have a daughter.
No, we have not been blessed with children yet,
no.
Unlike Junior.
That's certainly a problem.
But my sister, Delightful. There's Aunt Marguerite and Roy. She's a Bible beater, and he is so tired of his mother. And then just a random cast of characters that come out of the woodwork, you know.
And Mama.
There's Mama.
Mama, who is really probably the most sane person in the whole show and gets everybody from the beginning to the end in her own way.
Right.
As far as the silliness and crazy fights and things that happen in cars and houses go.
Right. So that sounds like a nice size cast.
Yeah.
13.
Do you have any kids in there?
No.
Delightful is not in there? Oh, that's your sister.
Yes, yeah.
Played by Beth Rayner, who is a child at heart.
Oh, my goodness.
But she's not a child in real life, but
right.
Yes.
I do have to say, I just recently directed Beth Rayner and Vanessa, and I cannot wait to see this show. Do I know anyone else from any recent productions?
Let's see. I don't think anybody's been in anything
Susan
majorly
Alton,
recent.
Who has opened our season in romantic comedy. She's in the show as well.
I know Brandi Jones has done a couple of big dog
shows,
and she's in it as well.
Fantastic. Mm. Well, this is Dearly Departed, being put on by Big Dog Productions. We're going to wrap up our interview. Is there any last-minute stuff you want to tell us?
Come on out, have a rip-roaring time.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. And don't forget, you can actually die on stage. You can actually start the show off by dying on stage with a... by bidding at least $100.
At least $100.
And you can contact Big Dog to find out more about that. That sounds also like
nights
a
are going
lot
fast
of fun. And there's only a few spots left for that for this 3-weekend run. BigDogProductions.org is where you can find out more information. Vanessa and Randy, thank you so much for coming in and sharing
that. Thank you for having us.
I look forward to the show very much.